Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, do you listen to Bad Bunny? I only ask if you listen to Bad Bunny because your music tastes are very eclectic. You listen to a wider range of music than I would have presumed. You know, every year at the end of the year, we go through your Spotify and your number one song last year was Kane Brown. I didn't know that you were a big Kane Brown individual. Now, I don't listen to Bad Bunny, but you might listen to Bad Bunny. Are you a Bad Bunny fan?
I am not a Bad Bunny fan, and I'll go a step further. And this is not an insult to Bad Bunny. I don't think I can name a single Bad Bunny song.
I couldn't name one either. I mean, I couldn't name one that wasn't with Drake. I can name one that's with Drake.
Yeah.
I just couldn't name one like on his own.
I can't
absolutely
name a
no
Bad
clue.
Bunny song. I can name songs that he is on.
I think I would struggle with that, to be completely honest with you. This is the thing. And this is a really, really important message that maybe you need to hear it. Maybe you don't need to hear it. Everything is not for everybody. And sometimes I feel like in pop culture, people just hate on things because they're not the demographic for it. The Super Bowl halftime show has pretty clearly shown you who I think their demographic is. Sometimes they go for nostalgia. They've done that before. But most of the time, they are trying to find hip, young, current acts. So if you want them to go back in time and get the band that was hot in the 70s, that's not what the Super Bowl halftime show, I think, wants to represent today. I think they want to be young, hip. And I understand if you're the 47-year-old football fan and you're like, hey, who is Bad Bunny? The kids, they listen to Bad Bunny. They do. I looked this up today because I was genuinely curious. Rob, did you know that Bad Bunny was the third most streamed artist last year on Spotify? Number one was Taylor Swift. They asked Taylor Swift to do it. She declined. Number two was The Weeknd. The Weeknd just did it in 2021. And then number three was Bad Bunny. Very popular artist. Now, I don't listen to Bad Bunny. And you know what? That's okay. I'm perfectly fine with the 14-minute halftime show not being for me. I, in fact, don't really have any interest in this year's halftime show. You know what? That's fine. I somehow have made it without really having an interest on what's going on in the halftime of the football game that I'm watching, especially when there's so much other things that are going on. So you know what I will be doing during the halftime? I'll probably just take a little bathroom break. Maybe I'll go outside and use the phone. Maybe I'll surf the internet. I'll be on TikTok. I'll be on Twitter. That's usually time I need a refill anyway. Hey, you're going upstairs? I'll go up there with you. Let's grab something to drink. That's time for me to double up on plates. That's a good time for me to go get my cheesecake and start getting my dessert and get ready for the second half of the game. I'm just here to tell you that if this year's halftime performer is not for you, that you will be okay. And yes, they didn't pick who exactly you wanted them to pick. Trust me, you will be fine. I tell you guys this every year. I don't know if they can make us all happy anymore with the halftime performer. We don't all listen to the same music anymore. We used to. When we used to get our music from the radio and get our music from the television, it was curated in a way where we all liked the same 8 to 10 artists. That's not the case anymore. That's how somebody like Bad Bunny or Billie Eilish can be one of the 5 most popular musicians in the world, and you have no clue who they are because you don't listen to that kind of music, and that's okay. Bad Bunny is not for me. Not at all. Billie Eilish is not for me. Hell, I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music. But if that's who they're going to put on the halftime show, I just understand that that year, the halftime show ain't for me. It'll come back around. They'll have people that I want to see. They've had people that I want to see recently do the halftime. They just aren't doing that this year. So salute to Bad Bunny. Salute to you if you are happy that Bad Bunny is doing it. And I hope that it's the I hope it's your favorite halftime performer. I'm just telling you that during that time, I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. I'm okay. Y'all got it. Y'all can have it. There's plenty of things you guys like that I don't like. I didn't watch Love Island. Some of you watched every single episode. There's plenty of shows and things that people like that I don't like. And that's perfectly fine. This Super Bowl halftime is perfectly fine. They picked a modern, very popular act that appeals to a lot of different ages and a lot of different demographics, and that's perfectly fine if I'm just not a part of that demographic of people that want to hear this music for 14 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.